somebody out there act like they know that the Lord has done something for them. When God has done something for you, it's real hard to stay quiet. You may not do it in public, but you find your little corner and you go out and you shout, "Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me." You see, if he hadn't done anything for you, you ain't got no reason to praise. But if you woke up this morning, that's a reason to praise him. If you took a breath, that's a reason to praise him. If you had food and an appetite, that's a reason to praise him. God is a good God. God is a good God. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. A few weeks ago, I did a portion of this. Comes out of Psalms number 46. Let me get my little helpers out here. They're not green, Pastor. inside choke y'all. Psalms number 46 out of the NIV version of the Bible. If you have it, say amen. If you don't, say, whoa, wait a minute. Psalms number 46. I'm going to deal with two verses this morning. God is our refuge and strength. This version says an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and even the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, we will not fear. I want to preach from the thought this morning, God is. God is. You know, we live in some terrible times. Turbulent. We got classrooms exploding with gunfire. Mountains ablaze. And seas reclaiming land because of climate change. Confusing times. It's confusing because the criteria for leadership have changed. It seems that you can't get elected unless you have a criminal record now. It's more stress than we even care to think about. And as I was thinking about this, you know, one of the old songs came into my mind, the Temptations, they say it's just a ball of confusion. The only person talking about love thy brother is the preacher. And it seems that nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation. Determination, demonstration, aggravation, all is just a ball of confusion. The sale of pills are at an all-time high. Young folks walking around with their heads in the sky. Good Google. It's just a ball of confusion. But just remember, God is. And many of you try to escape with non-prescription drugs and pills and excessive use of alcohol. I did say excessive, right? Yeah. kids taking their own lives because they can't deal with the stress of life. Economic uncertainty. Those without resources are scrambling, trying to get some resources. And those with resources get all they can all they get, and then they sit on their can. It's just a ball of confusion. And yet God is. Racial division. All because some have melatonin in their skin and others don't. But we got the same blood color. There's physical and emotional pain. And yet God still is. Many can testify that the life is often unfair. We don't get a fair shake around here. Whatever you do, it just turns to, well, I won't say that one. No? Okay. And with all the calamity that's in the world, life seems to bring, we yet boldly stand on our own soapbox. And we declare to the world that God is good. You see, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. If he saved your soul, you're good. The psalmist opened up this psalm that he and he proclaimed, God is our refuge. Our hiding place from the storms of life. It says God himself is our refuge. God alone is our refuge. Years ago, I used to see vanity plates on cars that said, God is my co-pilot. Maybe some of you remember those. Well, I'll bet the farm, you can bet the farm that I ain't going to ride with them. Because anything plus God. God alone is my refuge. Not God plus someone. Not God plus something else. And you've heard me say it before, maybe. God plus anything is less than God all by himself. He don't need your help. God does not need your help to do anything. Like a mother hen, he spreads her wings to cover her chicks from storm during stormy weather. Our God covers us during turbulent times. The word says he'll fight your battles for you if you let him. Co-worker got a problem with you reading the word on break? It ain't your battle. He'll fight for those who depend on him. But the unregenerated, those who are unsaved, really have no access because they got no relationship. No one should expect to make withdrawals if they haven't made deposits. And yes, I know it rains on the just and the unjust. I know the sun shines on the just and the unjust, but its promises are only to the just. If you're not putting anything in, you can't get anything out. His promises are only to those who place their faith in him. And if you read the word carefully, even his children don't have full access. Exodus 33:20 says something to the effect that no man can see God and still live. We only get full access after he takes us into his arm into heaven. And many people do not give God the opportunity to show just what he can do. When things get tough, because they have a shallow relationship with him and lack full understanding, they don't understand his power. Not only will he be your refuge, but he'll also be your strength. I just listened to that song a few minutes ago. The Lord is the strength of my life. That'll preach too. When we become weary of life's battles, and there's one thing we can always do. We can always go to the rock. We can go to the rock and get rejuvenated. I dare you, during your troubled times, during your weakest moments, just pick up the book. Just pick it up. Open it up and just start reading. If you want strength, you got to be in the book. He promised to be a battle axe. In what seems like an unwinnable war, he'll be your pilot when the way is uncertain. Your doctor when the specialists start shaking their heads. Your lawyer when all seems lost. He's the only way out of no way, because God is. God is a very present help. That's the King James Version, and I kind of like that version because it says something specific. A very present help. It emphasizes the speed at which God intervenes. It refers to the completeness that God takes care of things. It tells us about the might of God's involvement. The Hebrew word for trouble means to be restricted, to be cramped up. Literally, it means to be between a rock and a hard place. In other words, God says, if you're in trouble, I'm in trouble too. Because he's a very present help. He's right there with you. He's a right now God. You don't have to go looking for him. But you can't say that about everybody. Some folks are present, but they're not very helpful. I recall a story that a guy and his buddy were sitting talking, and this one guy reminded him that, you know, you and I have been tight all these times, and when you broke your leg, I was with you. When your car got stolen, I was with you. When you lost your wallet, I was with you. His friend thought about it for a while and said, you just bad luck, ain't you? I think about Job's friend who for 7 days a night sat with him in order to bring him comfort, but they brought no comfort. And when they did speak, they concluded that their presence was not helpful. We too have friends that are present, but not helpful. Don't look though. Like Pastor said, don't look around. They're present, but they ain't helpful. God is present and helpful. Then there are those who are present, but their help is conditionally. They say, I will do this for you, but what am I going to get in return? They put a price tag on conditional help. And here's the really bad part. They take every opportunity to remind you that they helped you. Do you really need that kind of help? God's help is unconditional. He helps us because he loves us. Then we have those who are helpful, but they're not present. They prefer to outsource whatever help they're willing to give. I ain't coming there to be with you, but I'll send you a check. I Cash App you a couple of funds there. But I ain't coming to be with you. Sometimes we just need folks to be with us. Knowing that there's nothing they can do, but their presence make all the difference. Somehow they think that they're showing up to be with you, your troubles will rub off on them. But just remember, no matter how deep the trouble, no matter how hot the situation is, or how desperate you become, remember that God is. God is able. Remember that God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble. Ain't nobody like God. Look all you want to, whichever corner you want to look in, and you won't find anybody like God. And then he said, in verse 2, it says, therefore. You know, the more I looked at this, the more I thought about it, it looked like the psalmist was looking back over Israel's life. He's looking back. And you see all that God has done for Israel. To make it plain, he's looking at all the trouble that he bailed Israel out of. And we too have a troubled past. My trouble may not have been your trouble. And your trouble may not have been my trouble. But trouble is trouble. I don't care how you look at it. Trouble is trouble. And at some point, every knee will cry out, Lord, have mercy. I'm in a situation that I can't do nothing about. I'm in trouble. But he says then, looking back and see how far God has brought them. Therefore, Something preceded it. He's looking back and he's seeing how far God has brought them, brought Israel. And based on what God has already done, he says, we will not fear. He's taking the past and applying it to the future. We will not fear, regardless of what comes up. Think about the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Can you still say, we will not fear? He thought about it and he said, if the earth gave way, I will not fear. We will not fear. If the mountains fell into the sea, we will not fear. Why? Look back and see where God has brought you. He didn't bring you halfway. He brings us all the way. And if he did it then, he can do it again. The psalmist is basing on what God has already done. If God has been good to you in the past, he can be good to you in the future. But there's one thing. You got to be good to God. You got to lift him up. You got to read his word. You got to do everything you can to draw closer to God. This is about a relationship. If he didn't have a relationship with God, he can't make that statement. Those who know nothing about you can't make a true statement about you. Need a relationship with God. And he says, we will not fear. Why? You see, there's something about fear that causes us not to be grounded in God. It causes us to turn away and let go of his hand. Sometimes you just want to go your own way. To pull away from God. To count on your own polluted mind. Mind's polluted with words and thoughts like, I can do this by myself. I don't need nothing or nobody else to help me with this. God says you can do all things through God that strengthens you. Converse to that, you can't do nothing unless he strengthens you. God says, fear not. For I am with you. All because God is. God is sufficient. Therefore, he will not fear because he never withdraws himself from your life. He's ever present in times of help. He's ever present in times of trouble. His presence is not just for troubled times. He's there to make the good times even better. God is. And you know what? I'm talking about my life now. There is nothing more confident, rephrase, I feel most confident when I know that I've got God's protection. When I've got God contest, I will walk to hell with a water pistol. That's how much confidence I have in the Lord. There's nothing like God's protection. You ought to try him sometime. The psalmist says, let the worst come to the worst. We shall not feel threatened because God is. God will be whatever you need him to be. When you need him to be it. Grandma used to say, it doesn't come when you want it. But he's always on time. He's a battle axe in the midst of your battles. Your lawyer in the courtroom. Your doctor in the sick room. But more than that, he's a mind regulator. He's a lamp unto my path. Yes, God will guide your footsteps if you let him. He says he's a bridge over troubled waters. He's a friend when you need a friend. God is a good listener, too. God is all sufficient. That's why we can just simply say, God is. He's our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in times of trouble. But not only that, he's ready. Whenever you need something, God is always at the ready. Not only is he just at the ready, he's willing. No matter what your past looked like, God is willing to take you under his wings. But the most important thing, God is able. Whatever the situation is, God is able. Whatever you, if there's only one thing you got to remember this morning, remember that God is. He's whatever you need him to be, when you need him to be. He's ready. He's willing. And he's able. God bless you this morning.
Amen. God is. You know, that's such a simple message. It's a powerful message. I mean, if we really believe that God is, that God can do anything but fail, the psalmist asks, why would we be afraid? Ask yourself that question. Here's something I wrote in my notes that I believe about Kevin Love sometimes, that I believe that God is, that he's my very present help. But sometimes I want God to show up the way I want him to show up. That God, I want to come over here, God, into my circumstance, come into my situation. Now let me tell you how I need you to handle this. It's as if sometimes we play as if we are God. Only God is all wise, all knowing. That God's presence is proven. Time and time again, when you look at Scripture, He proves how present He is, how much He loves His people, how much He loves you and me. And so if you're here today, we thank God for that word. We thank God for that word from Reverend Brown. This message presupposes something, and Reverend Brown already said it. It's really about a relationship. That His presence is proven. He's reliable. But more than anything, the Lord wants a relationship with you and with me. If you're here today, perhaps you're not in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. You can have that today, right now. Why? Because He's the very present help. The greatest trouble we will ever have is a trouble called sin. And that's why Jesus came into the world, to save us from our sins, that He became that very present help. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We've missed the target. None of us are good, no, not one. That none of us, in a sense, really make the team by ourselves. We cannot. The only way into the family of God is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. We admit that we've sinned. We're willing to repent and turn from our sins. And we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead. The Bible makes it clear that settles it. You're saved. And so it all comes up to this point. If you are here today and you're not in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, we invite you into that relationship. If you're tuned into our online ministry and you don't have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, we invite you today to receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. And so for anyone in the house today, if you look around, there are ushers that are standing in the back of the room. Maybe you're saved, you have a relationship with Jesus, but you're not connected to a local church. Whether believing for the first time or already a born-again believer, we invite you to become a member of Living Faith Community Church. It starts with being a member of God's kingdom, to have a saving relationship with Him. But their arms are extended, their hands are extended. They will lead you to room number one, where they will gather some information from you. And I promise you, we'll welcome you to Living Faith with open arms. And so if you would get up from where you are, you follow our ushers out to room number one. You'll meet one of our new member ministry advisors. Amen. And they'll gather information. Amen. Gather information. We'll welcome you with open. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy. Will there be another? If you tuned in today and you're saying, listen, I want to be a part of what God is doing at Living Faith Community Church. I want this saving relationship with Jesus. You can do that today. There is a new member form that you can fill out. There should be a link that's displayed online right now. Click on that link. Fill out that information. And I promise you, on this coming week, one of our new member ministry advisors will get with you this week and will welcome you with open arms. Will there be another in the house today? We don't rush this moment. Let me breathe.